From 2009, cinema and television audiences have been treated to not one, but two new Sherlocks in the shapes of Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. Their successes mark a huge revival in the character, not witnessed since the 1970s. In tune with today's vogue for the superhero, Downey Jr. gives us Holmes' Victorian man of action, as in this fight scene where he's able to see in slow motion into the future, a device which has been described by the film's director, Guy Ritchie, as Holmes' vision. Traumatized solar plexus.
Dislocate jaw entirely. Heel kick to diaphragm. In summary, ears ringing, jaw fractured, three ribs cracked, four broken, diaphragm hemorrhaging. Physical recovery, 6 weeks. Full psychological recovery, 6 months.
Guy Ritchie offers us a streetwise and swashbuckling Sherlock inhabiting a fantasy Victorian world.
It's a comic strip version of Conan Doyle with lots of technology. It's steampunkish. A kind of comic strip 19th century.
If Downey Jr. is Holmes as a superhero, then Cumberbatch is Holmes as a reluctant one.
I've disappointed you.
It's good deduction, yeah.